And I want to thank God for this third time standing again in front of you, and also want to welcome the team which came from Philippines. I know by now they know some word in Tagalog. So welcome back. Shall we pray, church? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. What a joy to be in your house. What a privilege to be called your children. So we thank you, Lord, that we are here today as a family, as a community, people with one voice coming together, Lord, trusting in you, believing in you, and waiting for you, Jesus, to come one day to take us. So bless us, Lord, in your word now as we come together to listen to your word. Use me as a vessel that you've chosen. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you gotta listen what the Lord wants you to say than what you plan to say. How many get that? One person. You know, we struggle much about speaking when you have to speak the message, but sometimes the Lord brings a special rhema word, the word of the day, the word that he wants you to say. And that happened to me too. I struggle much, and then the Lord say, go encourage my people. And then the message I'm giving you today, it says, do not fear, God is with us. This is the topic. Do not fear, God is with us. Can you help me, church? Turn to one another. Say to one another, hakuna matara, which means no worries. Turn to one another. Say, hakuna matara. Say, hakuna matara. Say, hakuna matara. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Psalm. Psalm 23. And that's where we'll start. If you're ready, we can read together, church. If you can join me, we read together. Psalm 23, 1 to 4. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, I think you stopped there. Thank you. I like this part there. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. As I said, the topic is the Lord wants us to be free from fear. Fear not, for God is with us. Fear is an attitude that is trying to taking place in our life every day, every time. We live in this world, and many occasions we find ourselves surrounded and attacked by this spirit of fear. And fear works exactly the opposite of faith. And fear is one of the powerful weapons of Satan, our enemy. He brings it, he sends it to our mind, our soul, so that we can panic and go away from faith. And fear is sometimes natural. It's there. We face it. We live it. We feel it. Fear is there. I remember one time when, for my first time, I had to be in the airplane. The day when we got our ticket to come to Canada, that was my first day ever to go into the airplane and to take off from Uganda and come here. I didn't want to tell my children, but I was feeling very scary. I thought, well, we are going up there. What if up there in the air something happened? So I was feeling no good. That was fear. And when we came here, we landed here, I was, oh, God, thank you. I remember one of the times when we were walking around in the city of Vancouver also. It was my first time also to climb on this, how do you call them, escalera? Escalera. First time going on this escalera in my 40s years. I was scared. I said, man, am I going to make this? And our boys were so tough. They just went, and then me and my wife were just there. And they said, Dad and Mom, come on, you can do it. Let's do it. I said, okay, I try. And then finally we made it. And I'm sure even now my wife still suffers this. And when we go through the escalator, I have to wait for her and then pull her, and then we go together. Fear is something we experience, all of us, in one way or another. But the Bible says, fear not, and it's a will of God that we live a fearless life. God wants us to live free from fear. And David, when you read Psalm 23, David is stating a very important word here. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He's praising God, he's worshiping God, he's telling his soul that the reason why I have confidence is because God is on my side. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. That's what God is doing. He's encouraging himself. And he said again, he guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I love this. David is saying, it's not my father, it's not my parents, it's not my mother, but God, creator of heaven and earth, is with me. Hallelujah. He is with me. That's why I'm not going to be afraid, because I feel his presence with me. He's with me. You know the life of David. He went literally through many things. He had to fight against Goliath. He had to fight these Philistines. He had to fight too many wars and battles. But in all of these battles David went through, he experienced the hand of God. He saw the hand of God. That's why he's saying this with confidence. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you're feeling now. I know what you're going through, but this is a message for us. The Lord sent me to tell you that don't be afraid. Fear not. He knows what you're going through. Fear not. He'll help you. If you go to Isaiah 41 verse 10, this is a favorite verse for many of us. We might maybe even memorize this passage. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Listen to this. The Bible says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is telling the children of Israel. God is telling Jacob. He's telling them, you know what? Be not afraid. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. It's so powerful when God says he is with you. He is with you. It's so powerful. It's so great. He said, I am with you. Don't be afraid. Not only that, he said, don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I'm with you and I am your God. God being with us. That's the great courage we can have, the great hope we can have. And he said, I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Running to 43 verse 2. This is what he says again, 43 verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Say amen for that. Hallelujah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. What a wonderful message. God is encouraging the children of Israel. And this is the message for us today. You may go through tough times. He didn't say you are not going through that. He said you may go through them. You may go through the waters. You may go through the fire. You may go through all this tough time. But the guarantee is here. The assurance is here. You are not alone. Hallelujah. God is with you. He said, I will be with you. I will be with you. I will uphold you. I will help you. You will not be alone. You're not going to face it by yourselves. Remember the children of Israel. There's four boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were thrown in the fire, the furnace fire, they were there. the king asked them before he threw them there. He asked them, are you sure you are ready to go in the fire? They say, we have no answer for that. If God will keep us in that fire, he will still be our God. If he will not keep us, still we will worship him. Hallelujah. They were so determined. They were so determined. They were thrown in the fire, but the good news, they were not burned. And this is the good news for you. You are not going to be burned. It doesn't matter what situation you are going through. It doesn't matter the problem, the hard time, the hardships, the issues that you are facing. You are not going to be burned in the name of Jesus because God is with you. So he told them, he said here, when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And even though you go through the fire, it will not burn you. The flames will not set you ablaze. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire, the king came to see, and he saw the fourth person in the fire along with them, helping them, walking in the fire. And he said, "No, what? We throw three people, but look, there are four now in the fire." Which means sometimes we feel God is not with us, but he is there. Even though we are around the corner, the problem has taken us around the corner, and we are crying, we are shouting, we are just desperately crying, and we feel like we are alone. The Bible says, I will not leave you, and I will not forsake you. Hallelujah. That's why Romans 8:31, Paul was saying, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I like the song. Thank you, brother Ian, for the song that you led us with. That was a wonderful song. The song says, even though I went through these rivers, I believe God is with me. I like this song. That was the message, which is really led by the Holy Spirit and connected with the message today. Church, we are living in the time where fear is sweeping the world. Fear is sweeping everywhere. Fear is in our house, in our offices, in our school places, in our job places. Everywhere we go, everywhere we are, I'm telling you, Satan has sent the spirit of fear sweeping and taking control. But let me tell you this, we as a children of God, we are supposed to be fearless because we have our God. Hallelujah. He is with us. He said he will never leave us. He said he will never forsake us. He will uphold us with his righteous hand. He will keep us no matter what. He will never leave us. The reality of the world, we can see it's going even worse. But we are not of this world. Hallelujah. We are children of God. We believe in him. We trust in him. He knows us. He keeps us. He has his plan on our life. He will never leave us. So, brothers and sisters, we have right to live free from fear. Free from fear. Because our God is able. His name is Emmanuel. God with us. God with us every day, every time, everywhere. He will never leave us. His name is Jehovah Nissi. He gives victory for his people. The Bible said the battle belongs to who? To the Lord. So anything you are going through, anything you are fighting, anything is fighting against you, that battle does not belong to you, my brothers and sisters. That battle belongs to the Lord. And let me tell you, who will battle against God? No one. Our God is stronger. Our God is powerful. Our God is so great. And he will conquer and he will give us victory. His name is Jehovah Nissi. His name is Elohim, Almighty God. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. His name is Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, El Shaddai, Adonai. He is powerful God. Let us be free from fear because God is in control. He is in control. He cares about our life. He loves us. So I want to encourage you today, brothers and sisters, that we should live a life like Joseph. Remember Joseph in the Bible. Joseph, he was betrayed by his brothers. He was rejected by his brothers. He was even set in prison for the thing he didn't do. He was in a tough situation. But in all this thing he went through, the hand of God were upon him. Hallelujah. And that's why, after all, he became elevated in the high position in Egypt. Why? Because God was with him. That's why David said, I will fear no evil because God is with me. God was with Joseph. He will be with you. Remember the story of the sister in the Bible, Esther. Remember the story of Hannah. All these people in the Bible, they trusted God. They walked with God, and God was with them. And though they went through tough situation, but they were not overcome. They were not defeated because God was there with them. And God is with us. Brothers and sisters, let us have faith in him. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Listen to what God was telling Moses. The Bible says, he told Moses, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hey, do you know what? Every morning before you wake up, God is there with you. You may not feel his presence, but he's there. And when you wake up, you go to your office, you go to your work, you go to your program. He is there with you. The angel of God are all around, surrounding you, taking care of you. He is there. His eyes are upon you. And God is telling Moses, be courageous and strong. We got to be strong in the Lord. We got to be courageous in the Lord. Why? Because our Father cares about our lives. He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And I want to finish this with Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And this is, again, a favorite passage that all of us, maybe most of us, know it. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you whenever, wherever you go. He will be with you wherever you go. Fear is not from God. Fear is from Satan. We can be strong and defeat it in the name of Jesus by believing and trusting in the Lord, by believing the promises of God, because he promised to be with us and he promised to protect us and keep us. What is your fear today, my sisters and brothers? Fear of rejection? Remember, God is with you. People can reject you, but God is there for you. Fear of failure. Failure is not fatal. Failure is not final. Failure is just one of the things you go through, and it doesn't determine you. It doesn't describe you. They say in English, winners or successful people are not people who don't fail, but they are people who never quit. Failure is part of life, and it's okay. You learn from it. Don't be afraid of failure. What is your fear today? Is it fear of sickness or disease? Hey, we read last time that from here we are waiting one day when our Lord will come. We will go and be with him, and there will be no weeping, no suffering. We have hope that after this life, there is eternal life. So there is no need to be afraid. Be not fear. Do not be dismayed. God is with you. And that's the message that the Lord has given me to give you. One of the things I remember that the Bible says, and that is very important for us, the children of God, to know, is the spirit that is within us, the spirit of God that is within us, it is not the spirit of fear. Because it's written, we did not receive the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love and wisdom. So when you have the spirit of God, he equips you, he strengthens you, he encourages you and gives you strength to keep up going. And thank you for those who decided to go to the Philippines. I know in the beginning it was so struggling, so difficult to decide who's going to go, who's going to stay. But thank you. You made it, and now you see God was with you and he's with you. And the same thing. Every time we encounter any problem, we feel like this is my end. But it's not. Because with God, you will always overcome. When I came here in 2010, I came in 2008, 2010. Remember, I did not drive all my life in Africa. Having a car in Africa, that you got to be among those who are privileged. So I didn't have that. So when we came here, in 2008, 2009, I met my friend. He was driving his car, and then he said, hey, Sammy, with 6 children, you got to learn to drive. In my heart, I said, don't tell me that I have to be behind this wheel.
I was afraid of driving a car. Seeing these lanes, the trace, the two lanes here, two lanes there. So, nah, who can do that? I'm okay with this transit. I can take the bus. I can take SkyTrain. I'm okay with that. And he was bugging me. He came again. You know what, Sammy? It's too much. 1 year already. You have to do the practice of knowledge test. I said, brother, in my heart, can you mind your business, please? You know, I'm okay here. What's wrong? I don't want my wife to hear that because she will put some pressure again. Eh? But he was calling me in the phone. He said, Sammy's there. Yeah, give me the phone. Sammy, did you start your practice? I said, okay, I'll do it. Then I started doing the knowledge practice, and then I got the L. Here comes the L. You got to do something. So after I got the L, he said, you got L? You got to buy your car now. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So he came, started teaching me, practicing a little bit. And one day, he took me, and then he said, I want to show you where they sell car. You know, he took me to Hastings there, and then he showed me the dealers and the car. And I was convinced. I said, okay, let's do it. Then I bought the car. And then, unfortunately, that day was really a big temptation for me. After I finished to buy the car, he said, you know what? You're going to drive your car. You'll be following me. Oh, my goodness. Did you plan that, to do that for me? He said, no, just follow me slowly. You have L and you've been practicing, you're good. Brother, sister, I prayed a prayer that I haven't prayed in my life. I said, God, please, I need you. If I need you, I need you now. And we came from Hastings and to Granville. I was living close to Oak Street. I was sweating. People were just honking and everything was taking place. I said, God, have mercy, please. And the Bible says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. That day, I didn't do accident. I arrived safely at home. And I was telling my wife, look at that. I'm a good driver. You see, I drove home. But inside of me was fear. But now I'm a teacher. I even teach people to drive. Give a clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I'm teaching people. I touch all my children. They are driving because sometimes when we go through stuff, we see like, oh, this is my end. It's not your end. God is with you. Church, we gotta know that he who saved us did not only save us, but he also take care of us. And he's leading us and he's with us every day. God says, don't be afraid. And I'm praying that the Lord will help us to encourage people outside there. Because outside, too many news taking place there. Let us be strong. We have hope in the Lord Jesus. We gotta be people who are gonna bring light in the world and hope for the people who are hopeless. And encouraging them knowing that we have hope in God and God is with us. Hallelujah. God bless you for this message. And that was the message of encouragement. Fear not, for God is with us. God bless you.